The reading passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 7,800 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Peru, Honduras, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, Chile, Brazil, Mexico, Panama, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, India, Mongolia, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, Angola, Burundi, Rwanda, Nigeria, Tanzania, Botswana, Swaziland, Cote d'Ivoire, South Africa, Sudan, Burkina Faso, Ethiopia, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, Russia, Belarus, Dagestan, Ukraine, Estonia, Kazakhstan, Sweden, Ireland, Greece, and Thailand, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and GCN viewing audiences. This is the 20th and last session of Spiritual Love Lecture Series. So we'll finish this lecture series today. Although the messages will end, they now become all the more important. We should remember the messages we heard and practice what has been learned to accomplish perfect love quickly. In the last session, we learned about the eternity of love. When we are transformed into spiritual bodies and go into the heavenly kingdom, all of this physical world will disappear. The heaven and earth, the wealth and fame, all of this physical world will disappear. Though they are spiritual things, in the end, even prophecy, different tongues, and all knowledge will also be abolished. It's because they are needed only in this physical world. Even the more precious things on this earth are not eternal. There is nothing perfect either. The only eternal thing is love, and only heavenly kingdom is perfect. Through this message, I hope your goal of your life will be this spiritual love. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be able to possess the perfect and beautiful New Jerusalem. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, from verse 11 of today's passage, it explains to us the difference between when we live on this earth in physical body and when we live in spiritual realm. Verse 11 says, when I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. You've all grown ups. You are all grown ups. You are not children. And have you forsaken childish things? You fret and you fret like that, or like a baby? You won't ask your mom to put your spoon into your mouth. Here, when I was a child, it refers to the time when we are living on this earth in physical body, when the perfect comes. Namely, when we get to the kingdom of heaven, there is no limit to anything. Compared to that world, the present in physical world has many restrictions and limitations. And this state is likened to the time of a child. A child speaks, understands, and thinks like a child. If a child imitates an adult, it's strange. Suppose a newborn baby. One mother was saying, my child is saying, Appa, which means dad. So I asked her whether the baby could say mom. But he couldn't say 엄마, which means a mom.
If a newborn baby suddenly says, Father, how strange it is. If the baby says, Oh, Father, have a good day in your work, then you'll be just too shocked. A baby who is just beginning to speak can say just a couple of easy words like mama and daddy. He cannot express many things concretely in detail. Also, children cannot understand complex things, so they don't really understand the world of the adults. Children speak, understand, and think within their knowledge and ability as children. It's the same while we are living on this earth. For example, the jewels of New Jerusalem are exceedingly beautiful. It is difficult to express how they give out their luster and how beautiful their brilliance really is. Also, in the Third Kingdom and New Jerusalem, they are so different from other places. Even the same gold and between Third Kingdom and New Jerusalem, the luster and brilliance are all different. It's because in this physical world, there is nothing as beautiful as those jewels, and there are no words to express such beauty. But in the heavenly kingdom, the perfect world, there are no limits. We can express its beauty to the fullest. Then we'll also be able to understand the limitless and mysterious spiritual realm and the principles by which everything functions. We'll have spiritual bodies and live in the spiritual realm, so the depth of thinking and understanding will be completely different from here. We'll hear and understand all spiritual words. For example, the message about this spiritual love is the spiritual word. It tells us about spiritual love in detail. Because we are living in this world in physical bodies, this is sometimes explained with examples of something from this world. Even though they may listen to this message many times, still fleshly people will not understand what spiritual love is. They may have shallow understanding, but in most cases they will just understand it literally or as knowledge only. The spiritual word can only be understood in spirit, namely with the heart, not with the brain or the thoughts. So between husband and wife, there is a fleshly love and there is spiritual love. If you have spiritual love, you can understand each other. Before marriage, you might have had fleshly love, but after you come into the truth, you have a spiritual love and you can understand how meaningless, how valueless fleshly love was. Because spiritual love is so precious, so valuable, so noble. So you realize the fleshly love that you used to have before marriage, that is, you realize that it is so meaningless. It cannot be compared with spiritual love. Of course, even if we have physical bodies, to the extent that we've cultivated spirit in our heart, we can understand the spiritual word in our heart. But compared to the limitless spiritual realm, the depth of understanding is completely different. Also, goodness. There are first, second, third, and fourth levels of goodness. And the person in the first level of goodness, he cannot understand the goodness of fourth level because he knows only that much. Same with the spiritual love. Those who are in fourth, that is why men of flesh cannot understand men of spirit, especially not to talk about a man of whole spirit. Let me give you an example. You help somebody because he was in need. You help him. You helped him with all your effort. Later, that person has betrayed you, has cheated you. Even when he was saying he was in need, it was a lie to receive your help. And you helped him with goodness, but he
cheated you and betrayed you. And if you are in the first level of goodness, what would you do? You still have a lot of trouble in heart. You'll think, oh, I helped him because he was in need, and how could he cheat me and betray me so greatly like this? You wouldn't be comfortable. But if you are in the fourth level of goodness, you just want to save that person. You don't want to punish or kill that person. Or you may even punish the person if you... Suppose you have the strength, the ability, authority. You can do it, but still you don't want to punish him. You don't want to pay him back. You just think, oh, why he had to... How... From the beginning, was he changing? Or he first had a good heart, but how was he changed? How did he change his mind? And how did he come to cheat? And you try to understand everything in goodness. So there's no hatred against him. But rather, you just want to help him again. You just want to save him. And you just have goodness. So there's no hatred. There's no disappointment or discomfort in your heart. So those who are in the first level of goodness, they cannot understand the fourth level of goodness. It's the same with the man of spirit. Man of flesh can never understand man of spirit. And not to mention the man of Holy Spirit. So compared to the limitless spiritual realm, the depth of understanding is completely different. What we feel here in this world, in the physical body, and what we feel in the spiritual realm later are just so different. For example, in the heavenly kingdom, there is no sin, evil, untruth, darkness, worries, or anxieties. There are no men of flesh, and only goodness and love exist. One family came during the day. The husband has a good job. Today, he's an executive officer of a very good company, and the wife has always had dissatisfaction. She didn't have thanks or joy. Sometimes she would be thankful, but soon it disappeared. Why? Because she says, why it happened that way? She had so many worries and anxieties in her heart. And she realized that it was caused by her own desires. Because she had desires, she had worries and anxieties. After she realized that, it wasn't something to worry about. Her husband has a good job. He earns a lot of money. He's also a gentle person. He doesn't have an affair. He loves his wife. And when he goes to work, he's just waving, oh, have a good day. But the wife has so many desires, worries. She's not satisfied in many ways. She didn't lack anything as a wife. They have a good son. And in every affair, in every matter, she had dissatisfaction and she had worries and anxieties. And she was telling me why the kind of circumstances in which she was raised. There are many daughters. She used to have, she had many sisters. And when her father drank, because they didn't have a son, he was blaming the sisters for not having a son. So I asked her, has any of you asked the father? They were all the father was the one who gave birth to the daughters only. And I asked her whether none of the daughters asked him. We didn't want to be born as daughters, but something like this. So in that kind of circumstances, she was raised and she had that kind of heart. And at one moment, she realized, because I had desires, I wasn't satisfied, and I had many worries and anxieties about things which I didn't have to worry about. So since she realized, she began to change. And she was casting off those things, and now she's changed. So she's so happy. It's happiness to pray, and she can always give thanks and rejoice. So, because she is happy, the husband. So the husband asked the wife, let's go to a senior pastor and also we'll present some offering because with our thanks. And that's why they came to meet me. In heavenly kingdom, we don't have to worry about anything. Even if we worry, nothing will be solved. It'll only rot our bones. So in heaven, there is no sin, evil, under darkness, worries, or anxieties. So even on this earth, if you accomplish heavenly kingdom in you, there will be no worries. Only there will be joy and happiness. There are no men of flesh, and only goodness and love exist. In such a heavenly kingdom, we can express our love with the heavenly language and serve one another as much as we want. Only then will we be able to understand this is truly spiritual love. It is such a happy thing. The level of realizing, feeling, and expressing spiritual love in the heavenly kingdom cannot be compared with this earth. The physical world and the spiritual world's love are clearly different. Just think about it. Heart of fleshly man and heart of spiritual man are completely different, opposite. Fleshly men, they give thanks and rejoice only when there are things to be thankful for. And if they receive grace just for a moment, and soon they have troubles with others, and they worry and worry about so many things. But spiritual men, they don't have any worries. They don't hate anybody. They don't have any ill feelings. They don't worry about tomorrow. They just leave everything to God. So there's no worry. They don't have to worry about facing any disaster or a problem. Some people say, whenever they are in a vehicle, car or something, they're always worried about traffic accidents. So I scolded him. You are not even a believer, and you're a believer. You believe in God the Almighty, and why do you say something without faith? Why do you worry about such things? If you worry, then can that worry prevent traffic accidents? If you leave everything to God, and you'll be protected, and you won't have to have any worries about such things. If you worry, then you'll be accused by Satan. It is the same. It's the case with Job in the book of Job, because if he hadn't worried about anything, finally he was accused by Satan. So if you come into spirit, how happy you'll be. Even on this earth, according to the extent to which we have cultivated our heart into spirit, namely, according to the measure of faith, each individual speaks, understands, and thinks differently. Some of us are like children, while others are like grown-ups. It's because faith also grows up. In 1 John chapter 2, each level of faith is likened to very young children, young men, and fathers. Those who are in the level of a very young child, or a child's faith, they are like children in spirit. When they speak, they are not good at expressing or explaining spiritual things. Also, their understanding is like that of children, so they cannot really understand the deep spiritual things. Also, their ability is limited, like that of a child. They have little strength to practice the word. But when they become young men and fathers, their words, thinking, and actions become different. Of course, young men and fathers' faith are so different. They will speak more and more spiritual things. The level of feeling the love of God and understanding spiritual words will be different too. They have more ability to practice the Word of God, and they can win the battle against the power of darkness. But even though we accomplish the faith of fathers on this earth, we can say we are still like children compared to the time when we have spiritual bodies and enter into heavenly kingdom. It's because we have physical limits on this earth. Even though we cultivate whole spirit and show our ability and wisdom, it is very little compared to the amount of ability and wisdom we can show in the perfect spiritual realm. In heavenly kingdom, we can show limitless ability and wisdom without any physical limitation. When we become adults, the restrictions that we had when we were children will be abolished, and we will do many things. When we grow up, we will do away with the things of the children. It is just as Paul said, "When I became a man, I did away with childish things." When we have the perfect life of heavenly kingdom, our words, understanding, and thinking about spiritual realm will be perfect. It means that it is from that time that our true life begins. Childhood is a time of preparation to become an adult, and likewise, life on this earth is the preparation time for eternal life. Just as children grow up and become adults, life on this earth will pass quickly and the eternal life will come. The period of childhood passes by quickly, and this world is like a shadow compared to the eternal kingdom of heaven. A shadow will soon disappear after sunset. It is meaningless and only exists while the sun is in the sky. This world and the life of this world are just like shadow. In 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 15, David says the following before he gives his throne to his son Solomon. "For we are sojourners before you, God, namely God, and tenants, as all our fathers were. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope." Not only is the shadow of a person temporary, it is not the actual being. In other words, it's not real. You just imagine you step on the shadow. You hit the shadow. Will it be painful? It's not painful for it. Also, is there a shadow all the time? Does the shadow stay all, in the same place all the time? In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening? When you stand there, you'll have the shadow, and when you move, the shadow will also change. You know, easily said, shadow is not real. It's just an image that resembles the original being. When we look at the shadow of something, we can understand the general outline of that object. This physical world is also like a shadow that gives us brief idea about the eternal world. Therefore, it is never eternal. It passes away quickly like a shadow. And in this physical world that is not eternal, some people try to have more houses stored and more, so how meaningless life this is. Everything will disappear. When the time comes, all will go away. And when God calls your spirit, it has nothing to do with you. We don't know about tomorrow. So a wise man will store up in heavenly kingdom because you will have it forever. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will not look at the momentary life on this earth, but only toward the heavenly kingdom, which is eternal and perfect. Brothers and sisters, when the shadow, which is like, which is life on this earth, passes away, then the actual entity will be clearly revealed. Today's passage, verses 12 to 13 says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known." Right now, we know about spiritual realm only vaguely and dimly, comparable to when we look into a mirror. But when we go to heavenly kingdom, we'll understand as clearly as when we see face to face. Then is there anybody who thinks the image in a mirror is very clear? When the Apostle Paul wrote this chapter on spiritual love, it was about 2,000 years ago. A mirror at that time was not as clear as today's mirrors. It was not made with glass. They ground silver, bronze, or steel and polished the metal to reflect light. That is why Paul said, we see in a mirror dimly. How do we look at the heavenly kingdom now? We look at it not with physical eyes, but with the eyes of faith. We believe what we heard about heaven and form an image of it in our heart. But the members of Manmin, you see, you can even imagine as if you have seen it and touched it. Many of you also have seen them. But many other Christians, they have never seen or heard anything or touched anything about heavenly kingdom. So what are their Christian lives like? It's different from those who have experienced the heavenly kingdom themselves. Just by hearing, there's a lot of just hearing and experiencing are very different. Of course, some of you see and feel the kingdom of heaven more vividly in inspiration or with spiritual eyes. Still, it is just like seeing an image in such a mirror compared to actually seeing the kingdom of heaven. The dim reflection of such a mirror, we can just see the general shape and colors of the object. Likewise, we can sense the beauty and happiness of heaven just dimly. When the eternal kingdom, the perfect world, comes later, we'll feel the heavenly kingdom directly in the heavenly kingdom itself. We'll clearly see everything, every detail of the kingdom, and feel it directly. So the liveliness will be completely different. We'll vividly feel the beauty and happiness of heavenly kingdom. So today's passage, verse 12 says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known." Then we'll clearly understand spiritual things, just as our Lord clearly knows about us. Our Lord knows each of us very well. He knows our heart, thoughts, and even the deep heart of which we are not aware. In John chapter 1, Jesus commands a person called Nathanael. John 1:47 says, "Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, 'Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit.'" Nathanael was very surprised when he found out Jesus knew his heart without even talking to him once. It was his first encounter with Jesus. Then he confessed Jesus is the Son of God. God knows our heart very well, and with His Word, He penetrates to divide even the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow. Luke 12:7 says, "Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered." How does God know us so well? Psalm 33, verse 15 says, "He who fashions the hearts of them all, He who understands all their works." It's because He made our heart. Just as the Lord knows us very well, when we go to heaven, we'll also clearly know about God who is Spirit. We'll clearly understand how great and immense God is and how inexpressibly beautiful He is. We'll also clearly know about the lives in heavenly kingdom. Brothers and sisters, right now, no matter how much we imagine, we cannot fathom all the beauty of heavenly kingdom. It means heavenly kingdom is such a perfect and good place. on this earth, even though we know a lot about the spiritual realm and feel the spiritual realm through many kinds of gifts, we can never understand the happiness of heavenly kingdom fully. We can understand all of this when we are actually there. And the more important fact is that the most precious thing in heavenly kingdom is love. Only love never fails and knows no end. The last verse, verse 13 says, "But now faith, hope, and love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love." The chapter on spiritual love is concluded with the emphasis that love is the greatest. We should always have faith and hope, and they are very valuable. We can be saved and go to heaven only when we have faith. We can become God's children only with faith. Because we can gain salvation, eternal life, and heavenly kingdom only with faith, faith is very precious. And the treasure of all treasures is faith. God is delighted with faith. If we can please God, we can receive answers to anything. Faith is the key to all answers. Hope is also precious. We take hold of the better dwelling places in heaven by having hope. We can also, that is the way to New Jerusalem. If we have faith, we'll naturally have hope. If we surely believe in God and heaven and hell, we will have hope for heaven. If we have faith, we'll love God. We'll love the Lord. And we will have hope for New Jerusalem. Yesterday, the church gave me one DVD with some music, the praise songs. One pastor of a branch church, he wrote the lyrics, and the song was composed by a college mission member, and they wanted me to hear it, listen to it. So I just read the lyrics. I couldn't continue. I couldn't even finish. I couldn't even read the half because I shed so many tears. I couldn't even read half of the first line. And I was crying so much. I mourned so much. I was just wiping my tears so much. And it was already almost 12, and I had to meet the members at 12. And they gave me the 10 before 12, and I was shedding tears, and I wiped. So I couldn't even read the first line. And I had to come down to meet the members. So I don't know the contents about it, what the contents were actually. The pastor, he received inspiration. And I couldn't even read the first line. I read only the half the first line. And I missed God so much, and I had to pour down my tears. So, if you love God, how much hope for New Jerusalem you'll have? You want to go even, you want to go as soon as possible. If God takes me now, I'll be so happy, but I have my duty, and if I go, you'll cry so much, and a lot of you will lose strength. And I have to fulfill my duty, but in my heart, I want to go quickly. When I was bleeding in the early 90s, I just wanted to go to the side of the Lord, and I didn't think of anything else, but because God revived me, and I had to come back to life. And if I went to the side of God at that time, what would have happened? I mean, church probably would have closed. Because at that time, there was a lot of debt also. And we, our
it had to increase. The members had to increase, keep on increasing. But in a vision, I quickly, a momentary vision, I saw many members leaving the church. Also, the greater faith we have, we do not... The greater faith we have, we do not just want to go to heaven, we want to get to better heavenly dwelling places and more rewards. Because we have hope, we try to become sanctified and work faithfully for God's kingdom. Faith and hope are a must until we reach heavenly kingdom. But why is love the greatest? It's because if we cultivate love, we will receive the honor of becoming God's true children. With faith, we can be saved and go to heaven. And with hope, we can go into a better heavenly dwelling place. Young people, maybe students from elementary school kids, middle school, high school students, college mission, and young people, they love praising. Many of them, even though they like singing, they don't really want to become secular singers, but they want to become praise singers, praise leaders. So I think it is also a blessing. Last week I read one newspaper article about entertainment industry. I felt kind of pity. And best actors and actresses, they earn some money. They do earn some money, even the best of the best. But in the middle class, maybe, except them, the middle class and lower, it's difficult even to make a living. So most entertainers, they have less than 1 million won monthly income, whether movie actors or other actresses, singers, most of them. And most of them, I don't know exactly how many percentage, but most of them have less than 1 million won income. Before, when I know, because I was a newspaper reporter also, I know about that industry very well. And as I read this newspaper article, I feel the same before and even today are the same. Because their income is very low. They have to go to the some nightclubs, and even for that they must have some kind of fame. They must have appeared on TV a couple of times. So there's no way to earn more money. So their life is very difficult. Also, once there was some actors and entertainers, they wanted to have a demonstration against NBC, but somehow they had a dramatic agreement because they couldn't make a living. But fortunately, our young people, they want to become praise singers, praise leaders for God's kingdom. So I'm thankful for that. Please do not lose your hope. You can store rewards in heavenly kingdom, eternal life. And how precious it is to work for God, sing for God, and give glory to God. If you have that ability. So it will also be rewards in you in heavenly kingdom. Rewards in heavenly kingdom. You can gain fame only when you become the best of the best. And it is such a difficult way. We have a unless we have grown, we have members who have grown up since they were young in our church. I don't like our members appearing on movies and TV dramas or things like that because they leave the church. We have one son. He is raised up from our church in our church since he was young. So he has faith. He tries to pray hard, and also his parents are
good believers in the church, so he will not change, he will not leave the church. But in most other cases, they come to church and they grow up their faith, and when they become famous, they appear on movies and things like they forsake their faith. It's difficult for entertainers to attend our church, to lead a Christian life in our church. Of course, many famous actors have registered in our church also, but it's not easy to lead a Christian life in our church. We have to keep the whole Sabbath, but on Sundays they have to work, they have to sing, and they have to shoot the drama or things like that. Also, we have to quit a lot of things of the world, so it's not easy for them, so they cannot adapt themselves. But if they have become famous while they were leading a Christian life in this church, but because of fame and wealth of the world, they just sell their faith. So it's rather better that they don't become famous. But like in the case of one son in Super Junior singers group, he took time off also to pray more and to be filled with Spirit more. But everybody will not go into New Jerusalem as a result of just having faith and hope. We can go into paradise, the first kingdom, second kingdom, or third kingdom of heaven according to our measure of faith and how much we have accomplished with hope. So who will be able to enter into New Jerusalem? Those who are appropriately suitable to fit in the place will enter. Princes and princesses fit in a palace. Likewise, in New Jerusalem, the city of God, God's sons and daughters will fit in. We are all children of God who are made in God's image. But who are the true children? Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." And you should know how important it is to have peace. Peacemakers, blessed are peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And those who break peace between husband and wife and among families and among believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, are they called sons of God? No. Are they daughters of God? No. It is what Bible exactly says. If you understand it deeply in spirit, what does this mean? These sons here are sons that are fully acknowledged by God, who have gone into spirit more than who are in fourth level or higher in the faith. And they are God's true sons and daughters. As said in Hebrews, you have to follow peace, pursue peace with every man, and sanctification, without which we can not see the Lord. We can never see the Lord. That's why they can go to only paradise, first, second kingdom. So they cannot see the Lord forever. They can see God. They cannot talk to God forever. They may just see on something like a screen, but they cannot look up to the face of God. And if God stands before them, they cannot lift up their head with shame. On this earth, they may just lift up their head and pray, "Oh God the Father." But if they go to heaven, when they see everything clearly, they will be so ashamed. Because God is so holy and so perfect, so good. And He has been telling us so much to be good and to go into spirit, not to sin it. And they didn't obey. And they just went to paradise, first kingdom and second kingdom. So when they go into the heavenly kingdom where there is no darkness, but only which is so pure, they cannot look up to God, the Father, and the Lord. They can lift up their heads. They cannot even talk to them. That's why it says, "Without which you will never see the Lord." And also Matthew chapter 5, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And if you break peace in your life, if you break peace, if you don't have peace with somebody, between husband and wife and brothers and sisters and families, you have to think about yourself, what kind of person you are. Until now, since the opening of church, I have never broken peace with anybody. From my side, I have never had any discomfort against anybody. If maybe an evil person may have done something, but I've never broken peace from my side. I've never had any ill feelings or discomfort or any hatred or anything like that. Is there anybody whom I hate? Any of you? Even if you committed so much, so many works of the flesh and so many sins? Do I hate you? And then if you confess and repent, and if I come to know I hate you and I just forsake you, I still love them so much. Because they feel a little bit sorry and everything. They may think, oh, my senior pastor is neglecting me, but I've never tried to remember anybody. I don't remember anybody's sin, actually. And I don't remember, and I don't think like, oh, that person did this, and I've never thought that way. I've never broken peace with anybody. I've never hated anybody, disliked anybody. Whether they have faith or not, or whether they are believers, new believers, newcomers, or whether they attacked me, or judged me, or condemned me, or anything like that. I just feel they're more lovely because they repent. A true son of God. So why do you not want to become son of God, daughter of God? Same. Why do you not want to become daughter of God? Why do you break peace? Why do you have hatred? Why do you have ill feelings? Why do you have discomfort? Especially between husband and wife, between parents and children, between brothers and sisters. And we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and why? Actually, I cannot understand, even if I just try to understand, but even when I was a new believer, when I came to know the grace of God in heaven and hell, and that Jesus is our Savior, and when Jesus shed His blood on the cross, after I came to know all those things, I just began to live by the Word of God, so I never hated anybody. I never had any enmity, even though they were ignoring me, looking down on me. I never had any ill feelings. I just was faithful to the church I was attending. I gave a lot of offerings. And since when I opened my church, they never cared for me, but I never had any ill feelings. But every year, rather, I sent the women's mission leader, or Elder Vin, or my wife, to pay our respect and to pay our visit and the greeting, send my regards every feast in Lunar New Year. Even though they didn't welcome me or something like that, I just still kept on serving them. A true son of God is a son who is completely sanctified and resembles God. The sons and daughters of God share peace with everyone and love everybody, just like Jesus, the first son, who perfectly resembles God. Love is the condition to become a true child of God and go into New Jerusalem. That is why love is said to be the greatest. Also, when we go to heaven, we won't need faith and hope anymore. We will see everything directly in heaven, so we'll naturally believe everything. Now, later, you will see everything clearly in heavenly kingdom, so you naturally believe everything. Also, we'll have already received our dwelling places and rewards, and we'll have seen God the Father and the Lord, so there will be nothing to hope for any longer. All the hope will have been fulfilled. The only thing that we'll need is love. God the Father also considers love more precious than anything else. So when God explains to me about justice, He has been explaining about it to me for many months now. And there is something that goes beyond justice. Even the children of president, if they commit sins, violate the law, they have to be tried and go to jail. And especially, God's law is more strict, more just and righteous. There is no mistake in judgment. So everything will be given according to justice, blessings or curse. But there is something that goes beyond this justice. This is love. Love goes beyond justice. Perfect love goes beyond justice. So what does this mean? For example, in 98 and 99, there were a lot of things. With faith and love, I forgave them, all of them. So this goes beyond justice. According to the justice, from the year 2000, we couldn't have the overseas crusades right from the year 2000. But because we overcame everything with love, we forgave them. And overcame everything with love, it went beyond the law of justice. So from right the next year 2000, the door of world mission opened and unimaginable works of God's power took place. And also, in most countries, it was broadcast live by local TVs and national TVs. And when I went to Uganda first, as I was watching the broadcasting of national TVs and other TVs, I knew it for the first time. Oh, we can also have a broadcasting of crusade, Christian crusade. Before, I never heard of such a thing. And it wasn't the end. Every country, whenever we went, they wanted to broadcast the event. Also, the newspapers, magazines, and they wrote the articles, and also they had press conference at the airport and in the hotel. And in each country, it happened that way. And this is love going beyond justice, because I forgave everybody who tried to kill me, to try to destroy me, who tried to destroy this church. I loved them, overcame everything with love and forgiveness. That is, God showed us the works of love that goes beyond justice. The enemy devil couldn't accuse it, couldn't object it. So even now, we are having the same kind of situation. God takes out all the life energy from me, all physical energy from me. If all physical energy goes out, the person has to die. But I overcome all these things with thanks and with love. I didn't complain, "Oh, Father, why do you take away my life energy?" I never complained. What is this? I never complained. I only received everything with thanks and joy. And I overcame everything with faith. So, because I'm going through this process, when I overcome completely, then the love of God will stand up and it'll go beyond justice, and there will be a blessing, limitless blessing. The Satan cannot accuse. Why are you giving such a blessing to this son? Why are you making him accomplish world mission? And why are you making him rule over us? They cannot accuse me, or they cannot object to it. Faith and hope are beneficial to us. They are needed for us to receive salvation and go to heaven, and to go into our better dwelling place and receive more rewards. But love is beneficial not only for us, but for God the Father too. It's because love is something that we can share with God the Father. The reason why God is cultivating man is this love. The shortcut to accomplish this love and become a true child is to take after Jesus, who is the perfect model of a true son. Among many, to resemble Jesus, we have to have the heart of Jesus, who is the Word, and among many words, messages, especially the Beatitudes, spiritual love, and the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit are the standards that tell us how much we have accomplished in spirit. To the extent that we have the fruits of these words in our heart, we'll also have cultivated perfect love in our heart. Therefore, like diligent farmers, I hope you will cultivate these messages in your heart day after day and bear fruits. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have looked into the spiritual love chapter so far. Physically, we just looked into one chapter of the Bible. But in spirit, it is the same as looking at a treasure map that tells us where a great amount of treasures is hidden. The messages on the spiritual love chapter are like a map that shows us the way to New Jerusalem in detail. But even though we have the map and know the way very well, it is of no use if we don't go. Let us be thankful that we could hear such a message and take this way and go. So if you cultivate this perfect love, how many gates are you passing in heavenly kingdom? Do you know? How many gates? One. Say amen. Two. Three. Four. Five.
Amen.
Four, six, seven. If you remain silent, you will be at least not wrong. Let us count, as in Revelation, Book of Revelation, if those who wash their robes, which means those who sanctify themselves, will go through the gates. Not only one gate, but gates. And go into the holy city, which is New Jerusalem. They will be qualified. There was a guest from Malaysia. She opened a bookstore. She made his shop into a bookstore, and she wanted to make it a Manmin bookstore. She wanted to sell only the books from Manmin. So I asked, how can you make a revenue? How can you make income? And her purpose is not for profit, but to make me known, make my books known, and to make known heaven and hell, so to save more people. Her purpose is missionary works. And they have so much love. There are people who have so much love, and it's not only the guest from Malaysia, also from Paris. She also wants to have a bookstore and sell. So I was thinking, oh, the time is so quick. Time is so fast. Many people are. I was thinking maybe from next year, I will be revealed more and I will be known more, and many books will be sold and many books will be spreading all over the world. And I was thinking, oh, everything is going so quickly. We didn't finish counting yet, right? First, we go into paradise. There is one gate to paradise, to go into paradise, to be saved. Second, to first kingdom of heaven. second kingdom, the third gate, the fourth gate to the third kingdom of heaven. Right? And fifth to New Jerusalem. One angel will guard the gate. What is this gate made of? Pearl. It is a pearl gate. And there are 12 pearl gates in New Jerusalem. Every 2,000 ri, there is a gate. So you'll pass one of those 12 pearl gates. So this is the fifth gate that you'll pass. So you'll have to pass five gates to go into New Jerusalem. So it says those who wash their robes will pass the gates to go into the holy city. Which means we have to sanctify ourselves. So if you cultivate everything in spiritual love chapter, you can go into New Jerusalem, passing the five gates. Let us briefly review the way to New Jerusalem described in the spiritual love chapter. Love can be divided into fleshly love and spiritual love. The love that the spiritual love chapter is talking about is true love, which is never changing. Nothing is valuable without this spiritual love. Even if we have the words of angels, ability to prophesy, and faith to move a mountain, nothing is valuable without love. The spiritual love chapter tells us in detail the things that are not in accordance with love. Envy, boasting, arrogance, and anger are not love. Love is to be patient, to be gentle, not to be arrogant, and not to get angry. If we diligently cultivate the things that belong to love and practice them, our hearts will be filled with spiritual love more and more. It says this love never fails. Even in the heavenly kingdom, a place where no place on this earth can even begin to be compared, this love lasts forever. Love is the purpose of human cultivation. It is the qualification to go into New Jerusalem as God's true sons and daughters. Even today, God the Father bears all things, believes all things, hopes for all things, and endures all things to make you His true children. I hope all of you will rely on this love and comfort as true children of God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will share true love with God the Father in New Jerusalem. So, this was the end of a spiritual love chapter. Love sounds simple. But I preached the message for more than 20 hours because we have to understand the depth of love. It's not just a fleshly love. Love is something. Maybe you can say everything within 30 minutes, but how deeply I explained to you what love is and what perfect love is. So just 1 hour sermon for evening service, but I preach usually more than an hour, so it's been more than 20 hours of sermon. So please keep them in your heart and cultivate it in your heart. And those who cultivate them, and they can treat me. And those who cultivate those spiritual love, if they want to treat me, maybe I will respond. Many members, they have been asking me that they want to treat me, then I'm not answering for many years. But those who
accomplish this spiritual love. I will answer to them because I'll be so happy to talk with them, to eat with them. I'll be so happy, especially elders, men's mission members. I hope many of you will do so. Female members may be a little disappointed, but I like men better because my secretaries are all men. Even when I go on a leave, I go with them because I miss not only me, I miss them and they miss me. And some of them, they also shed tears. They cry. Because we love each other so much, we miss each other. The same with me, I miss them. So, female members, I believe you are not jealous. Let's cultivate perfect love, and if all our members cultivate all this perfect love, how happy we'll be and how much God would want to give to us because we are so lovely. Let us pray, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. I delivered the message on spiritual love chapter for more than 20 hours, and we are finishing today. And let them keep the word deep inside their heart. Also explain about the difference between fleshly love and spiritual love. And also about the depth of love and faith, hope, and love by these three. And the greatest of these is love. And God is cultivating us. The purpose of God's cultivation is this love. And spiritual love chapter is like a treasure map. And let us accomplish this spiritual love. Thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts and or your infirmities, and also receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Father God, lay your hands on them, lay your hands on their heads, and show your work transcending time and space. Bless all those members in churches and branch churches and local sanctuaries who attend the service through satellite, and all the children of God who attend the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN viewers. And they have sent their names and photos. Lay your hands on them. From the United States, and Martha Rodriguez in Lincoln City. She wants family salvation, and also for the health of her mother. Burn her with the fire of the Holy Spirit, make her healthy. Arthritis, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, she's receiving the prayer for the health of her mother and her husband. Let her husband receive the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed, be healthy spiritually and physically. Father, thank you. Shun Chuyong wants to be healed of diabetes. Go away. Diabetes, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Chun, hepatitis B, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Jin Dongguang Church wants to have a church revival. Blessings. The workers to be united, holy, sanctified, and receive power. Rin Chun Sha wants to be healed of hepatitis B and family evangelization. Also, her son, Hanunin, he has hepatitis B. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Hep B's, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chong Gui Jun wants her apartment to be sold quickly, her husband, Yujin Ni, to become a mummy member, and her son, Ryu Inan, to be healed of short-sightedness. Let him get good score on middle school entrance exam to go to a good middle school, Chu Chun Yang. Let the cord of idolatry be broken down, be disconnected, and let heal her of innate heart disease. By Zhou Yin, by Zhou Chen, and they want to receive power of prayer and in performing art and wisdom and understanding. Jin Su Chi wants to accept the Lord and have proper thoughts, and Jin Su Zhu wants to have a spiritual faith and to trust the shepherd Yo Qin Hua, Wang Cheng Jun, Jin Xu, Jin Song Hong, Jin Su Gang, Jin Su Cheng, Jin Xin, and Wang Yongxiang. They want to accept the Lord. Anning Zhu wants a family evangelization. Her husband, Chai Myung Ho, wants to be healed of inflammation in stomach. Wants to be healed of infirmity in the chest. And also her son, Choi Dong-hae, let him see well with the left eye and let him have understanding and wisdom. Anning Hong wants her husband, Ri Chang-bu, to accept the Lord and become a mummy member. And she wants her son, Ri Shui-bin, to be healed of a fracture in the heel and short-sightedness. And Li Shu-ing wants to be healed of diabetes and woman's disease. And Zhang Guishang wants to be healed of diabetes and neck herniation of disc, back, also spine, the herniated disc in the back, and heart disease. Ri Cho and wants to be wants to have a healthy internal organs. And Sung Li Bu wants to have a peace and health. And Zhang Chai wants to be blessed in the business. He wants her, he is a wife, to accept the Lord. Huang Yajun wants to be healed of nausea. Li Denbo and Li Zhou Hong wants to accomplish sanctification quickly to receive the power of evangelism. Zhang Tao wants to be blessed financially and health. Father God, lay your hands on them, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, most high power of creation, and give them spiritual and physical health. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Let them see well, let them hear well, and let them speak well. And drive away all high blood pressure, diabetes, and let them have normal blood pressure and heal all the internal diseases. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away all diseases in organs and skin diseases, all kinds of diseases go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Third stage and last stage cancers, tuberculosis and other diseases that are spread, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, show your work transcending time and space and lay your hands on those sons and daughters who are in hospitals. Fathers, touch them. All darkness, go away. Light, come. Lord, thank you. Give them prosperity throughout the week. Let there be no problems. Let the impossible turn into possible, and let the possible turn into better. And give them peace throughout the week, and protect them in all aspects.